Talking with Derek Dengler, head coach for Montezuma here on 1410 KGRN. And coach, you had a shot there to maybe force overtime, just the missed free throw at the end. It seemed like it was just a lot of little things in the fourth quarter. Give me your thoughts overall.
Yeah, I think the little things is exactly right. You know, truthfully, we haven't played too many close games, and so I think that kind of showed a little bit for our team here at the end there. But, you know, ultimately I'm really proud of how our guys came out with intensity. You know, went and played against a great, great Grandview team, and then you got to turn around in less than 24 hours and in the morning, it's snowing, get over here and play. And our boys just answered and played with such great intensity and effort the whole game. I thought they really responded in the second half to how the game was being officiated and adjusted, which was really good to see in terms of our guys being able to be mentally tough that way. And so I just couldn't be prouder of our guys. You know, tough way to go out against a great, you know, St. Mary's Remsen team that's really fundamental and did some really, really good things, but just super proud of our guys.
What can you say about that last possession? I mean, Cole Watts on opening, he took it off. I don't know what your plan was there, he had the opportunity. It just didn't come through for him on the shot, and then one of two at the line. What did you see from that final possession?
Yeah, you know, for once, that actually was the plan, so I was pretty pleased to see that happen. And I thought Cole made a great move and went up strong and, you know, got fouled and had a chance to make them. You know, Cole's just coming back from an injury where he missed the whole season, and all of a sudden we've thrown him into these games here. You know, I think, you know, so I can believe he's a little tired. He's a great player. He's been so huge for us down the stretch. So I thought he did a great job, put us in a chance to win. And, you know, sometimes the basket doesn't fall or the ball doesn't fall your way. So
Hunter Ray got into foul trouble early on. He played smart the whole third quarter, but just a couple of fouls there. It might have been a different story if you'd been able to keep him on the floor there. He was just so strong from the left side with the hook.
Yeah, Hunter was really important for us today. Had a good advantage in there size-wise. You know, I really got to compliment Hunter. I think he's really grown in the 2 years I've been the head coach, and I've really worked with Hunter since he was a freshman as the assistant coach. And, you know, I'm really proud of how his attitude's grown and how he's become a great teammate. And that was really good to see, you know, and he had a nice game, I think, here today. We couldn't have been there without him. Got into foul trouble, that happens. But I thought he did, you know, a really good job.
One disappointing area, I think, for you was rebounding. I mean, we've talked about your rebounding area all year long. You got out-rebounded 33-25 and not very many offensive boards in this game. How do you explain that?
Well, I think I'll credit St. Mary's on that. I thought they did a really good job of having five guys go get a body and make it difficult to box out, get low and in position. Even though they don't have much size, I thought they did a good job of just being the aggressor off on the rebounds and making it difficult for us to get there. So I think I'll credit them really for working hard boxing out that way.
What can you say about all your seniors? I'm sure they're a little emotional right now, but obviously they put in an effort for you all year long.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss them. I really enjoyed working with them. They're a fun group of kids, and, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, they had to grow into these roles where we've had some underclassmen step into some roles, and, you know, that's tough for seniors to do, and I've been really proud from the seniors' growth this year of just being like, well, I'm just going to do what's best for the team, and I'm going to be a rebounder, I'm going to be a defender, I'm going to take advantage of my opportunities, and that was really, really good. So great group of kids to coach, got a lot of success ahead of them. You know, this is high school basketball, which is tremendous. I think it's a great teacher of life. I'm really excited to see what these young men do, you know, as they leave our school district and go out into the world.
Trey Shearer is clearly probably going to be a member of the all-tournament team for this year. What a exhibition he put on as a sophomore. I mean, his first ever state tournament. What can you say about what Trey has accomplished in these last several days here? Just an incredible performance.
You know, Trey, I've never seen Trey be afraid of anything since he stepped on. Excuse me. Since he stepped onto the floor as a freshman, he just wants to go right at you, and he does that because he works so hard. And, you know, people, I'm happy they get to see him play here at the state tournament and gets to show off his game a little bit, because people don't see, you know, him in the gym every single day, all through the summer, all through the year, and putting in that time and working so hard. And so it's really nice to see him get a reward here at the state tournament, and it's also really nice that he's a sophomore.
It is. You got a lot of talent coming back, obviously. What do you feel like your boys learned from this experience this year?
You know, I think they learned just how difficult it is once you get down here to the state tournament. You know, every single team is tough, and can do many different things. You know, you can't get away with being sloppy and little things like rebounding, defensively valuing the basketball. You have to be really at a high level all the time, and so I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway for our young guys going forward, is they've seen that level now, they've seen that competition, and now they got to know what they have to do, you know, through the summer and through into the next season.